Welcome to Hebrew Club. Good to see everybody here on this nice cold day. We actually are starting a new chapter, 1 Samuel, chapter 21. We had finished with the departing of Jonathan and David, remember. And so now David is officially on the run. And I copied this map off several weeks ago that I've been keeping with me because we can kind of see now where he's going to travel. And I'll pass this around after I show you. You can see every place he's going to go within the rest of the chapters. And we have him in chapter 21 up here in this place called Nob. And you can see where it is. It's north of Jerusalem, up pretty high. I don't even think Jerusalem's on this map, actually, from what I can see. No, it's not. So take a look at where it is, and you can then kind of see, as you know, I'll just pass it around there. It's a pretty significant place and significant event that we're going to talk about. All right? Verse 1 is actually just the conclusion. I don't know why the Masoretes divide the paragraphs here, because notice what it says. Vayakom, he rose, Vayelech, and he went, referring to David. And Yehonatan, Jonathan went Ha'ir, to the city. So this is just the last word of the departure of those two after the event of the arrows. Alright, so we're actually going to start with verse 2. Okay? Vayavo David Nova El Ahimelech HaKohen. David went, Vayavo, from Bo, to Nob. That's what that Nova is, plus the with the hay, to Nob. That's the lock of the hay, and it just means to Nob. The place is just Nun Beit, Nob. Alright? To Ahimelech, now that's a name you guys want to remember for the rest of the chapter, the name of the priest. That's the name of the priest. I could have made a chart here, but I just have it here in some of my notes, that Ahimelech is actually the great-grandson of Eli. If you will remember, Eli had a son named Phinehas, and Phinehas had two sons. Ahitub was one, and Ichabod was the other. Remember, Ichabod was born as his mother died. In 1 Samuel, when the ark was taken, all that business we read a long time ago. Well, Ahimelech is from Phinehas' line through Ahitub, and it's his son that comes to prominence, Abiathar, which we will meet before too long. Abiathar served under David, was loyal to him, became a high priest, and becomes very prominent. So it's a priestly family we're dealing with. Now, notice a priest was at Nob. You may be wondering, what are priests doing at Nob? Well, the supposition is that the priests of Yahweh fled from Shiloh after it was destroyed. Remember, the Philistines in 1 Samuel 4 fought. They didn't think they could win, but they had this great victory. The ark was taken, and Shiloh evidently was destroyed at that time. So the priests evidently had a place here at Nob. And you'll find later on, even in our reading for today, that the ephod was with them in Nob. So they had taken the ephod. Remember, the ephod was either stones or something by which the priests discerned what the will of God was. All right, and we'll come across it in this chapter. So keep Ahimelech in mind, the priest. Okay. Vayecheret Ahimelech likrat David. And Ahimelech was alarmed or trembled from chara, just a simple call and perfect vowel consecutive. Ahimelech was alarmed or trembled in meeting David. Kerat, remember that is an infinitive construct from kara. Kara means to call, that's the most common meaning, but it also means to meet or to happen. And this is a very common construction when you come to meet someone. So in other words, Ahimelech, when he saw David, was alarmed in meeting him. And here it explains why. Vayomer lo, and he said to him, Madua, why ata levadeka? Why are you alone? Levad, remember, means alone, plus the second masculine singular suffix. Why are you alone? Ve'ish ein itak. And a man is not with you. There is no one with you. All right? I don't think he means literally no one. I think there must have been some servants, as you will see. But evidently he means he doesn't have his army with him. Remember, David was a general, an important general. You don't go anywhere without your army, without security guards. Here he was alone.
So
that alone
would seem like a major, like a president.
Yeah, it would be seem like a president driving around a Volkswagen. You know. What are you doing here? You come on, something's wrong. And evidently, Ahimelech knew something was wrong. Okay. Any questions through verse 2? Verse 3. Vayomer David la Ahimelech ha-Kohen ha-Melech divani davar Vayomer Eli ish al yeda me'uma et davar asher anoki sholech ha-Keka. Okay. David said to Ahimelech the priest, the king, namely Saul, divani, commanded me, that's a PL perfect, commanded me about something, davar, about a matter. Some English translations translate, sent me on a mission. Okay. Vayomer, and he said to me, ish al yeda, a man let him not know. So, let no one know, that's from Yada, let no one know me'uma, remember we had this in our last reading, let no one know anything concerning et ha-davar, concerning the mission. Notice how we've used, davar is a very general word, and we've seen it in a number of contexts, and we've had to translate it with a variety of English glosses because of the context. And so David is simply telling Ahimelech, trying to give him a reason, because he didn't want to tell him why he was really alone, because you'll find out Ahimelech was a little afraid of Saul, and for good reason. All right? So he's saying that Saul commanded him, let no one know anything about Hadavar, the matter which Anoki I am sending you. Sholei Chaka. That's what form is Sholei Chaka?
Participle.
Good, participle. Simple call, participle. Don't let anyone know about the mission on which I am sending you. Va'asher, and which Zivitika I commanded you. Again, a PL perfect first common singular. Okay? Now notice the adnak there, stop there. Now we have the object fronting the verb yodati. Ve'et ha-ne'arim yodati el mekom taloni almoni. Okay. And notice the verb yodati. You all know the root, right? What's the root? Yada. Notice the form. If it was call, it'd be yadati. It's not call. If it was hifil, it would be a hey in front of it, right? If it was a hifil imperfect, the first part would look right, but you wouldn't have the back. What this is a po'el form, to make known or to appoint, all right? So here's what David is saying. And the servants, the ne'arim, I have directed or appointed or made known, probably with L would be better, I have directed to Mekom a place of Peloni Almoni. Peloni Almoni, those two words always occur together, and it means such and such. Such, yeah, that's how you translate. Such and such. So he's saying, I have given the servants or appointed the servants to such and such a place. In other words, what David is saying is Saul sent me on this mission alone. And the Ne'arim, the ones that you'd expect to be with me, Saul has sent them ahead to another place. That's what David is telling Ahimelech. I will.
Why is this verb not in the foil? Because it's not like
right.
A double, a geminate root.
Right.
It's not a hollow verb.
Why? Yeah, I don't even know how often this thing occurs. I didn't have a chance to look it up. Notice that the Septuagint, if you look at the note there, has passive forms, which would tend to be, notice especially Simachus, sinetaxamen, I was ordered or something like that, concerning the servants that they go to such and such a place. So the Septuagint appears to have a different reading, and why he uses this word, we just don't know. It is from unusual from our perspective at least. But then again, David uses a lot of strange expressions from what we know from standard Hebrew, as does Saul, as we've seen. All right. And I didn't have a chance to see how common this thing is. Okay. Any other questions through verse 3? Ve'ata ma'yesh tachat yadeka chamisha lechem tena be'yadi. And so, ve'ata, and so, ma'yesh, what is there tachat yadeka, under your hand? See, what is there under your hand? Chamisha is 5 loaves of bread. Okay. So notice how you have to read it. And so, what is there under your hand? In other words, what do you have? And he means, what do you have to eat? What do you have? Chamisha, 5 loaves. So you have to kind of see that he's asking a question here. So, what do you have? 5 loaves? And he's referring to, some translations translate this 5 more generally. Some loaves, do you have some bread? See? Again, literally it's 5 loaves. Tena, here's the imperative of Natan. Give it or put it beyadi, put it in my hand. Stop, notice the atnak. Or ha nimsa. Nimsa is the nifal from matzah, to find, to be found. Or that which is found. In other words, or whatever you have. See? Again, let me read that. And so, what is there under your hand, i.e., what do you have? 5 loaves of bread? Put it in my hand, or that which is found, or whatever else you can find. See? Any questions about that? All right. Verse 5. Vayaan ha-kohen et David. Then the priest, so the priest answered David, the word from Anna, Vayomer, and he said, Ein lechem chol el tachat yadi. There are no loaves chol. This means profane, common. It is used in opposition to kodesh, which means set apart or consecrated. And so, like in Ezekiel especially, this word is most common in Ezekiel. When Ezekiel is distinguishing, he's saying, you know, priests don't distinguish between what's sacred and what's profane. And so what Ahimelech is saying here is there are no common loaves or, you know, just everyday bread. Chol. Bread of commonness. El tachat yadi. Notice you have 2 prepositions here, and you almost have to put under my hand or at my hand. So there's no common, I don't have any common bread is what he's saying. More literally, there is no bread of commonness here or at my hand or under my hand.
No wonder bread.
No wonder bread. No loaves of bread in the fridge. Okay. Ki'im, except lechem kodesh, except bread consecrated, there is. Okay?
Could you say there is holy bread?
Holy, yeah. And what is he referring to here?
The bread
of the presence, or the show bread, which would be in the holy place and would be changed out regularly. Every week that would be changed. So evidently the sanctuary had been moved from Shiloh or wherever to Nob, and that's where the ephod was, and so the priests were carrying on their priestly duties there. Okay, so lechem kodesh there is, im nish meru, if hane'arim, if the servants have kept themselves. This is a nifal from Shamar. If the servants have kept themselves, ak, surely from Isha, from a woman. Alright? Everybody see that? So, in other words, what he's saying is there is this holy bread and you can have it if the servants have kept themselves surely from a woman. Alright? Questions? Well, see, that's what I'm saying. He must not be literally alone. He must have a few servants with him in some capacity, but not what you would expect, you know. Verse 6. Vayan David. Then David answered Et HaKohen, the priest, Vayomer lo, and said to him, Ki im Isha Atzuralanu Kitmol Shilshom. Okay. Ki im. But certainly, a woman Atzura. Women have been kept from us. Atzar means to restrain. This is a called passive participle and modifies isha. Ki'im. But certainly, and now notice a woman means a category, and we would have to use a plural. Women have been kept from us or restrained from us. And remember, the lamed, especially in spoken Hebrew, you see this. The lamed and the mem, the min and the lamed, can often be switched. And so in English, we have to say kept from us. Hebrew idiom, atsura lanu, have been kept away from us. Okay? Kitmol shilshom, as yesterday, 3 days. Remember, this is an idiom, as previously. Okay? In other words, it's his custom to keep his servants away from women when they go out on some excursion or battle. Okay? So, but certainly, women have been kept from us as previously, betzeti, in my going out. That's a infinitive concert from yatsa, plus the preposition bait, in my going out. Okay, stop there. Va yihyu kale ha ne'arim. And the vessels, namely the weapons, of the ne'arim, of the servants, are kodesh, are holy. Okay, notice you have incongruence of number. You have plural vessels, but singular kodesh. Again, we've seen that before. Okay? So he's saying, in my going out, and the vessels of the servants, the weapons of the servants are kodesh, are consecrated. Vehu derechol. And it is a way of commonness, and it is a common way. Okay. So what he means is, I even set the weapons apart, must mean they go through some ritual or something like that, even when it's a regular occasion for journeying. Chol derech. Even when it's a kind of a not set apart for a special purpose trip. Just, I can't remember what some of the translations have here. Let me see if I can find out here. Most translations have something like that, though it was a common journey. So in other words, David is saying, I consecrate even the vessels, even when the reason they're going out is not for a specific purpose, like a holy war or something like that. So in other words, David is telling Ahimelech, assuring him, we've been extra, I'm always extra careful about these matters. Well,
since they're talking about being kept from women, could we take these vessels as their own vessels?
Oh, you mean physically?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's what I was. I wasn't going to bring that up, but that could be. I think when I read it, I go, that could be. Yeah. I could. Yeah. I could say a few things that are going through my mind, but I will not. Yeah. We can. You can tell me. Ask me privately.
Do you get any impression if David's telling the truth or not? I mean, because he wasn't really telling the truth about Saul, right?
Yeah, I mean, my impression is that he is being honest here.
Okay.
That he's telling them that that this is his common practice. Notice that in this verse, it seems to be what he's saying. This is my common practice. So I don't know if I don't know. We can't know any more than that, right? Okay. Ve'afki. Ve'af ki hayom yikdash ba keli. And af, certainly, indeed, af ki, again, here's another emphatic construction. Certainly, hayom, today, now notice it's kind of impersonal, it is sanctified by, in regard to my vessel, my weapon. But maybe vessel, like Will said, refers to the human anatomy. I don't know. Yes?
Yikdash is the default.
Yikdash is a simple call to be consecrated. And notice the subject is understood. You have that. It's again a weird construction because you have the preposition bait in front of keli. Without the bait, you would just make the vessel the subject. My vessel, my weapon, whatever you want to see it referring to, is holy. But it's a little awkward from how you construct it in English. There is holiness in regard to my vessel. Okay. it's notice how, you know, they're speaking and the language is very circumlocutious and terse in some ways. And like you guys said, awkward. We're not sure what is being referred to even with vessel here. All right. Good. Any other questions through verse 6? Okay. Vayitzen lo ha-kohen kodesh. So the priest gave to him kodesh. Notice how he uses kodesh for the holy bread. It doesn't say lechem kodesh. It just says kodesh because we're supposed to understand what it means. Gave him the sanctified bread. Okay. Ki lo hayesh sham lechem ki im lechem. For not was there, sham, bread, ki im, except lechem hapanim, the bread of the presence, literally the bread of the faces, what we translate as show bread, except the bread of the presence, ha musarim. Can anyone see the root of that? This is a hard one. It's from sur, and it is a participle, hafal participle. The hiphia, remember, sur in the call means to turn. The hiphil hasir means to remove. So the hafal would be to be removed. So it's just a long, that's why Hebrew's frustrating to people. It just simply means to be removed. And you go, why can't they just say that? So there was no there bread except the bread of the presence which was removed lifne Yahweh, from before Yahweh. Lasum, in order to place lechem chom, bread hot. Remember the root hamam, to be hot. In order to put hot bread or fresh bread there, beyom, in the day hilakcho, in the day it was taken. Again, that is a nifal from lakach. So let me read the whole verse. So the priest gave to him chodesh, the sanctified bread, the show bread, for not was there any bread, lechem, except the bread of the presence, which would be removed from before the Lord in order to put hot bread in its place in the day it was taken. So he's simply saying, you know, the show bread was there in the holy place, and that was removed, and you could put hot bread in its place, and it was that other bread that was given to David. Okay, because that's all that was there. All right. Vesham. Now, here's the bad thing. Vesham ish me avde Shaul bayom hahu. And there was a man, me avde, from the servants of Saul. See? So, and there was a man from the servants of Saul bayom hahu, on that day. Okay? Netzar lifne Yahweh. Notice atzar, there's the same word we have for atzura, to restrain from women. It means to restrain or to detain. What conjugation is this one?
Nifal,
very good. Nifal participle, see? So there was a man from the servants of Saul on that day who was detained before the Lord. Now the author doesn't tell us why he was detained, why he was there. Just mentions that this guy was one of from Saul's party who was there at the sanctuary for whatever reason. Ushimo, and his name was Doeg, Ha-Adomi, the Edomite. So he wasn't in Israel. He wasn't an Israelite. He was an Edomite. Notice Adomi, that E ending, that gentilic. The Edomite. Okay, Abir Ha-Roim. Abir here means captain of the Roim, chief of the shepherds. From Ra'ah. That's a simple participle, call Ra'ah. Chief of the shepherds, which, who, Leshaul, who were to Saul, or who belonged to Saul. Alright? Vayomer David, and David said to Ahimelech, Ve'ein yesh po tachat yadeka chanit o charev. And is there not here, under your hand, or do you not have here a chanit, a javelin, or a charet, or a sword? Okay, ki gam, for both charbi, my sword, vegam, and also kelai, my weapons, lo lakakti, I did not take in my hand, for Devar HaMelech, for the word of the king was Nachutz. This is a call participle from Nachatz. I think it occurs only here. And it means to be in haste. For the word of the king was urgent. So in other words, the king sent him so quickly that he couldn't get his weapons. Alright? Now, Vayomer HaKohen, the priest said, Cherev Galyat, the sword of Goliath HaPelishti, the Philistine, whom Hikita, you struck Ba'emek Ha'ela, in the valley of Ela. Behold, it, Luta, is wrapped. That's from loot. This is a participle. All right, means to cover. It is wrapped ba simla in a mantle, achare, behind the ephod, behind the ephod. Okay? If it, ota tikach, if it you want to take for yourself, kach, there's an imperative. So if it you want to take for yourself, kach, take it. Ki ein, for no other acheret is other. For there is not another Zulata, except it. See, Zula means except. Except it, Baze, in this place. Vayomer, and David said, Ein Kamoha. There is nothing like it. Okay? Tenenna li. Give it, that's from Natan, give it li, to me. Alright? So now I've got the sword of Goliath, which when he was a boy, he couldn't lift, but now kind of it's assumed, hey, he can handle this thing. All right, he's been lifting weights. All right, any questions through 10? We'll stop here. Yes?
Was he doing something unlawful to give him the bread of the presence?
See, I don't think so. Right, because remember, this point is made in the New Testament by Jesus that when even David was hungry, they did it, that the Sabbath is made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So, evidently it was not seen to be a violation since David was not ritually impure or unclean from being with a woman.
Okay. Because every time I read that in the New Testament, I always understood it to be, see, they thought it was wrong, but I'm telling you it's right.
I think it's the other way, that, you guys have all these picky things that, oh, you've sinned here, you haven't sinned here, and notice how David, you know, they gave him the showbread. There's no law against this kind of thing. So they've erected this whole structure, even and customs and traditions, even above what the law of Moses.
Okay.
And so they missed the whole point of the legislation of the law.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes?
I'm just a little caught up on this idiom, the Vahu Derek Hole.
Yes.
I don't know if my vocab as well as I should, but like Derek Way can. Is idiomatic also for manner, just like in English?
Not that I recall, but it can be used for like in Proverbs for way of life or behavior. Okay. But I don't know if it's used for like custom or something like specific like you are using.
Well, is that how we translated it? Like kind of a custom, common manner?
I think how most translations understand this, and by the way, it is obscure, right? They understand it as saying that that the vessels of the servants are consecrated or dedicated, even when it is just a common thing we're doing. So if even when I'm going on a common journey or a journey that doesn't have a sacred purpose to it or anything like that, the vessels are consecrated to satisfy Ahimelech that his men were clean, were ritually pure. And that's, see again, you're right though, it is awkward, and we're not exactly sure if that's the best way to express it in English. So you're trying to go by what's the gist of, basically you're doing it like this. What's the gist of what he's trying to say here in the context? See? And, it might be that he's just saying, it's I do this commonly. But most translators take it in the general sense, I just do this as even when I'm going any place. Okay. It's kind of interesting Hebrew, as you guys can see here. And that's good for us because we get to see how we remember that Hebrew is actually a spoken language. It's not some artificial language. And so you have all the peculiarities and idioms and contextual stuff that you would have in English. We just are unconscious about it because we know it so well. All right, good. Thanks very much, you guys. We'll start with verse 11.